The federal government took down part of the new fence around the White House this morning. WAMU's Daniela Cheslow was there and reports on how the protest site has turned into a pop-up museum.
I meet Latavia Huntley and her son Tariq in the morning as they walk around Black Lives Matter Plaza.
We've been out here for about 2 hours now, just taking in everything.
Tariq is three. He wears a red Spider-Man hat and he's learning a new slogan.
No justice, no peace.
Justice, no peace.
They live in D.C. Huntley studies social work, and she wants Tariq to remember this visit, to remember what's written in the big yellow letters on the street.
So when he looks at it and he sees Black Lives Matter, he'll automatically resonate with himself, like he matters. It'll help increase his worth as an individual.
Federal law enforcement fired tear gas on protesters last week as they demanded justice for the killing of George Floyd. Authorities also closed off Lafayette Square to the public. There are still boards covering windows on shops that were looted in the first days of the protest. I met one family from Arlington who waited until things calmed down to visit.
Many parents don't feel comfortable being in the protest environment, but, you know, during this time, you can really bring your kids here and, you know, share the lessons that we aspire to share.
That's Taryn Sodi. His wife, Pragna Soni, kneels down and reviews the morning with their three-year-old son, Dev, who's wearing a mask on his small face.
What did you learn about what's happening here today?
Some white people don't like people that have brown skin.
The boy says some white people don't like people that have brown skin.
And should you tell people how you feel about things when people are not treating people well?
Yeah.
And did people do that down here?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's poignant for the two parents. They're both the children of Indian immigrants. Pragna says one day she may have to talk to her son about people who don't like him for his skin color either.
I worry about it because he's going to be perceived as brown or black either way. He's going to have to face some of the same issues if we're still over-policing our, you know, our community.
One family used the plaza as a stage. 9-year-old Caitlin Saunders is a figure skater, and she twirled in a yellow costume in front of a giant Black Lives Matter banner. It hung from traffic lights and blocked the view of the White House.
It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
She says she asked her parents to film her dancing on the protest site because she felt seen as an African-American girl.
It's just amazing how many people understand about Black lives and how many people are able to march and protest.
Her mom, Catrice, said as a resident of Washington, she wanted to show her daughter the site, but she hoped the fence in front of Lafayette Square would soon come down.
I mean, I think the fence was put up because of division. So anything that divides us, I would, yes, prefer for it to be removed.
The site is constantly changing. When the fence went up, protesters covered it in posters. By Wednesday morning, activists had moved the posters across the street and the fence was empty. Workers took down some of the fence this morning. H Street will soon reopen to traffic, but Black Lives Matter Plaza is closed to vehicles until further notice. While the city's museums are shuttered and summer camps are closed, the site and its message are drawing families in for a bit of living history. For WAMU, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. And you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.